Create Art Podcast Project, Week 4, National Novel Writing Month. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. National Novel Writing Month. It's been an interesting one here for me in 2023. If you remember, a few weeks ago, I was attending a podcast conference and I got sick for a week, and now my wife and kids are sick, and it's just been a sickness that's loomed over our heads here at the Brian household. But we're making it through, and we're going to be okay. So, National Novel Writing Month is held in November each year, and it challenges everyone in all different skill levels to complete a 50,000-word novel in just 30 days. It's a lot of fun. It can be grueling. And this year, I thought, well, because it's also National Podcast Post Month, where you post an episode every day. And I thought, this year, let me not do both challenges at the same time. I've done it before. I've done it in the past like 3 years and have been, you know, had various levels of success with it. But I thought, this year, I'm going to kick back and just do the novel, because the novel is about a podcast in nature. And, you know, the Never Ending Podcast, guess is what it's called. So, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to, you know, slow down just a little bit, because I'm 50. I'm getting old, folks. I'm getting up there into ages. So here's the thing. Why should you participate in, NaNoWriMo, National Novel Writing Month? Well, the first thing is it's a creative exploration. I've discussed this before, in the previous episodes this month. And if you've been with me on this journey, I've been doing an episode a week instead of an episode a day for National Podcast Post Month. And basically what I'm doing each week is I'm catching you up on where I'm at. But I think it's important for folks that are just picking up the podcast right now to know, you know, why should they participate in National Novel Writing Month, especially if they're not a novelist. And I am not a novelist. I am a poet. I've been a poet since... gosh, 1988, that's longer than some people have been alive. It boggles my mind every time I say that, because I know the year that my wife was born was just a few years before then. So I'm old anyhow. So why should you participate even if you're not a novelist? Well, it's creative exploration. When I did my first one many, many moons ago, when I was living in Chicago, and it was for a veteran arts therapy group that I was with, I was like, I'm never going to do this. I'm never going to be able to do this. And I got, I think, like 35,000 words, 25,000 words. I was like, wow. Maybe I can do this. I've always thought, you know, at best, I'm a short story guy. You know, I can maybe get 10,000 words. And I proved the first time I did it at 25,000 words. I was like, wow, maybe I can do this. So it's just a different, you know, it's a different muscle to flex. So give it a shot for yourself. Even if you're a painter, if you're a dancer, you know, write about painting, write about dancing. See if you can do that in 50,000 words in 30 days. Another thing that I really like about NaNoWriMo and National Poetry Writing Month is that there's a great community of support there. You've got millions of people that are doing it all across the world. And they're doing all different kinds of genres and all that. And you may find somebody that, you know, is on the other side of the planet that has a similar idea to you, which is exciting, because then you're like, whoa, we are interconnected like this. So there's a good community and a good support network. I know even here in Fredericksburg, we have a local group that I did not utilize them this year, and maybe I should have. But that's okay. There's always 2024. There's always 2024. And then the last thing is, you know, it creates discipline and routine. You know, if you're going into this day in and day out, and really dedicating yourself to it, then you're going to find a lot of things about you, find out a lot of things about yourself, like your tenacity to get stuff done, your commitment, your what you need to be more committed. Like this year, I took out the posting every day because that was I felt that was going to be too much. And sure enough, it is. It was going to be too much for me with, you know, the wife and kids being sick, with me being sick. And you know, it takes a lot out of you physically. So, with this, this takes you out, takes a lot of stuff out of you physically. Three things that I've done, but one goes into the other, is I start meditating just about every morning, Monday through Friday for sure. Weekends, not so much because, you know, I got to play with the kids on the weekends. But you know, getting that discipline of, you know, doing a meditation every morning, really, you know, is I proved to myself that I could do a podcast post every day for a month. I proved to myself that I can do 50,000 word novels. So why can't I, you know, meditate Monday through Friday? Also, swimming 3 times a week and hitting the stationary bike 2 times a week. I can do that. And that I contribute that to National Novel Writing Month and National Poetry Writing Month. You know, showing myself on the artistic side, I can do things, and on my physical side that I can do things, and just kind of tying the two together, I think, is really, really, helping me out. And next year I'll be even stronger, and I'll probably take vitamin C and zinc probably a month ahead of time. So that way I don't get sick again. We'll see, because kids are germ factories. They really, really are. So where am I at in the story? Well, just to keep count, I am at about 13,566 words, which is 27% of 50,000, you know, public school math there. And where am I at in the story? Well, kind of where I'm at is that our main character, Gregory, has been approached by the police at his place of business and is being talked to about his friend's death because it's mysterious. You know, his friend's living in Chicago. Why does his body end up in his parents' driveway? Kind of makes you want to read the story. How does that happen? So he's being interrogated by the police at his workstation, you know, at his work, which is a he works third shift at a gas station, which I have done. And his boss is telling him, hey, listen, you don't want any part of this. This is a mob thing. You want no part of this. So we're at that point right now. And also our big podcaster, Mr. Zach Quinn, he's, you know, at the hotel and he's being told, hey, listen, we're going to get you in and get you out of here because something's going on. You know, we had this kid that was supposed to be driving you around, get killed, and his body ended up in Rockford. We don't know what's going on, so we're going to get you in and out of here. So the, you know, the alarm is set, or the trap is set. So where I'm going to continue on with that is, what happens? You know, being, you know, 13,000 words into it, I don't think it's time yet for Zach Quinn to die, but it's getting pretty close. But even after he dies, that's just the big, that's just the thing that sets the story really into motion. So, we'll see how that goes. All right. Well, just wanted to get you back on your day, but a few things before we do that. Next week, I will get back into the good graces of Kickstart Creativity. And next week, we'll be talking about improvise and how you can improvise in your artistic practice. So you'll hear that on next Sunday, and we'll have that out to you. And then we will continue on for about 3 more episodes into the Kickstart Creativity. And then we'll do a end of the year episode, kind of reviewing everything that we've done this year. And, you know, if you'd missed out on anything, that would be the episode to listen to. That way you can find out what you missed out on. If you've gotten any value from this podcast, I really ask you to go ahead and share it with a friend. And that, to me, that's even more important than getting ratings and reviews. If you share it with a friend, that's great. I want to make this a 5-star podcast for you. So if this hasn't been a 5-star podcast, you can email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. I definitely want to hear about your journey, what you're working on, but I also want to know, what's going to make this a 5-star podcast? Is the music too long? Do I talk too much? Do you want to see more guests? Do you want to see more projects? Funny that you ask. Yes, that'll be happening in 2024. So I'm looking forward to kicking off the new year here with you real soon. Now, talking about sharing your podcast, this podcast with a friend, I have another podcast called Find a Podcast About, and that's where I help you outsmart the algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. You can find that one at findapodcastabout.xyz, and you'll be able to listen to all the episodes and find out what I think makes a really good podcast. So yay for that. All right. Well, it's that time where I release you for the rest of your day. I need to go take care of some sick ladies, so I'll go ahead and do that. But go ahead and get out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. Go write a novel. Make some art for somebody that you love. Yourself. I'll talk to you next time.